Welcome to the Black Lives Mental Health Matters podcast, hosted by Kwabena Siaka. This podcast looks through a trauma-informed lens at the trauma that black and brown folks and people of color have experienced historically in the United States of America. This podcast explores the justification for reparations to the black and brown communities for the psychological and physical harm that has been and is being done to these communities by individuals and communities acting with coordinated conscious and unconscious schemes to destroy black and brown people's self-esteem, their self-confidence, and their self-worth. Trauma enacted on these communities for the express purposes of controlling their will and their bodies for their financial and social gain and advancement. In this episode, I'd like to explore some of the identified causes and effects of anxiety and depression in the black and brown community today, and then take a deeper dive to look at how that anxiety manifests in the community as post-traumatic stress syndrome and complex post-traumatic stress syndrome. Anxiety and depression in black Americans, according to the research literature, can have a range of causes, including racism and discrimination, historical trauma, socioeconomic factors, health disparities, and lack of access to mental health care and cultural stigma. Let's talk about racism and discrimination. Experiencing racism and discrimination can cause chronic stress, which can lead to anxiety and depression. Let's break this down a little. Historical trauma, which is the collective trauma of slavery, segregation, and other forms of systemic oppression, can contribute to intergenerational trauma and impact mental health. I'll talk more about intergenerational trauma in an upcoming episode. As I alluded to earlier, socioeconomic factors also play a role in creating stress in black Americans. It is well documented that black Americans are more likely to experience poverty, unemployment, and housing instability, which can cause chronic stress and contribute to anxiety and depression. It is also well known that significant health disparities in the black communities exist when compared to white communities, which means black Americans are more likely to experience chronic health conditions, which can impact mental health and overall well-being. Compounding lack of access to medical health care, black Americans are less likely to have access to quality mental health care due to systemic barriers such as stigma, lack of insurance coverage, and provider biases. Provider biases can be invasive and pervasive. What's more, cultural stigma surrounding mental illness can make it very difficult for black Americans to seek help and support for anxiety and depression. Being mindful that each individual's experience with anxiety and depression may be unique and influenced by multiple factors. And I can't emphasize enough that seeking support from a licensed mental health professional who is culturally competent and understands the unique experiences of black Americans can provide more effective and probably a more comfortable treatment for black and brown individuals. How does post-traumatic stress disorder manifest in the black community? Put another way, what does it look like when it manifests in the black community? Post-traumatic stress disorder can manifest in a variety of ways within the individual and the black community as experiences of trauma, and its impact is shaped by a complex intersection of individual, cultural, and societal factors. Some common manifestations of post-traumatic stress within the Black community may include hypervigilance and mistrust. Due to the historical and ongoing experience of systemic racism and discrimination, Black individuals may develop a heightened sense of alertness and mistrust toward others as a means of survival. This can lead to hypervigilance or a state of constant vigilance and readiness for potential danger, which can be exhausting and contribute to feelings of anxiety and fear. Another way post-traumatic stress manifests is through emotional dysregulation. Black individuals may experience intense and overwhelming emotions, including anger, fear, and sadness in response to experiences of trauma due to the ongoing effects of racism and discrimination. This can lead to difficulties regulating emotions, which may manifest as impulsivity, aggression, and disassociation. Avoidance and numbing is another way that anxiety manifests in the Black community. Some Black individuals may cope with trauma by avoiding situations or activities that trigger trauma memories of the trauma or by numbing their emotions. This can include social isolation, substance use and abuse, and other unhealthy coping mechanisms. Black Americans may also experience re-experiencing symptoms. Black individuals and communities may experience intrusive thoughts, flashbacks, and nightmares related to the traumatic event, which can be distressing and interfere with daily life. As mentioned earlier, the ongoing stress of racism and discrimination can contribute to chronic physical health issues such as hypertension, diabetes, and other stress-related illnesses. It goes without saying that post-traumatic stress is not unique to the Black community and individuals, but it does have unique stressors such as racism and discrimination. Furthermore, the effects of systemic racism and discrimination can contribute to a disconnection from cultural identity and a sense of belonging, which can exacerbate feelings of isolation and alienation. This disconnection can also impact how Black individuals access mental health services, as westernized approaches may not align with their cultural beliefs and practices. Moreover, interpersonal experiences of trauma can impact interpersonal relationships and lead to difficulties in establishing and maintaining healthy relationships. This can include challenges with trust, attachment, and communication. In the same way, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, or complex post-traumatic stress, can manifest in a variety of ways within the Black community, as experiences of trauma and its impact are shaped by a complex intersection of individual, cultural, and societal factors. And as with post-traumatic stress disorder, some common manifestations of complex post-traumatic stress disorder within the Black community may include hypervigilance and mistrust, emotional dysregulation, disconnection from cultural identity, physical health issues, and interpersonal difficulties. It is important to note again that post-traumatic stress disorder and complex post-traumatic stress disorder are not unique to the Black community, and individuals from all racial and cultural backgrounds can experience these symptoms. However, The impact of systemic racism and discrimination can contribute to a higher prevalence of trauma within the Black community. With regard to complex post-traumatic stress, the historical, cultural, and societal context of the Black community may shape how trauma is experienced and how individuals seek support and healing. Therefore, it is crucial to provide culturally sensitive and trauma-informed care that takes into account the unique experiences and needs of Black individuals and their community. Recently, the New York Times reported that a California panel is calling for billions in reparations for Black residents of California. The task force recommended that legislators enact a sweeping program to compensate for the economic harm from racism in the state's history. This could mean hundreds of billions of dollars in payments to Black residents to address past injustices. The proposal to state legislators are the nation's most sweeping effort to devise a program of reparations. I will keep you updated on the progress of that proposal. That concludes this episode of Black Lives Mental Health Matters podcast. Thank you for listening. Black Lives Mental Health Matters podcast is hosted by Kwabena Siaka, trauma specialist, educator, and author. And my special thanks to Mira Myers, my editor, and Susan Evans for composing the theme music called Kwabena's theme. Take care.